Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israelis held somber ceremonies today, marking a year since the deadliest attack in the country's history. The Hamas-led raid destroyed nearly 1,200 Israelis. They were murdered that day, nearly 250 taken hostages on October 7th. Hamas marking the anniversary of its attack by firing a barrage of rockets at Tel Aviv. Hurricane Milton in the Gulf and headed toward Tampa, Florida, where people are still cleaning up after Hurricane Helene a week and a half ago. ABC's Gio Benitez is in western North Carolina, hard hit by Helene. People there still struggling.
President Biden ordering 500 additional active duty troops to North Carolina to help in Helene's massive recovery and response.
It's like having a lifeline. So to have the type of people that are landing here, the National Guard, when I saw them, I did want to just cry.
In Hot Springs, near the Tennessee border, medical supplies dropped to a school serving as a shelter.
That's ABC's Gio Benitez. This is ABC News. New controversy over the former police officer who went to prison after shooting and killing a black man during a traffic stop. Kim Porter says she mistakenly grabbed her gun instead of her taser. Dante Wright's family now accusing her of profiting off the tragedy.
After serving 16 months of a two-year sentence, Potter is now giving training sessions at law enforcement conferences, along with the prosecutor who initially charged her in the case. An attorney for the Wright family claims one training session brings in $8,000, but the former prosecutor, while not saying how much Potter makes, denies that amount. Wright's mother says this has reopened the trauma of losing her son.
ABC's Allison Kosick. Two boys, one 12, the other 13, accused of attacking former New York Governor David Paterson on his stepson on a Manhattan street last week. And Google now says it's using AI to figure out when an Android phone may have been stolen and will automatically lock the device. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Juneau yesterday. It's his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in 8 days. Republicans are said to be concerned about the enthusiasm and turnout machine behind Kamala Harris.
They say that Wisconsin is probably the toughest of the swing states to win. I don't think so at all.
Wisconsin has been decided by less than one percentage point in four of the last six presidential elections. The latest Marquette poll has Harris with a four-point lead. A new study finds Wisconsin's election system is more secure than other swing states. The nonprofit political research group Informing Democracy finds guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission leaves little room for local clerks to deviate from how they can do their work. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermea, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, October 19th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., over on Lakeshore Drive East in Ashland, the Knights of Columbus will be distributing winter coats for local children. As the weather starts to get cold, the Knights of Columbus raise their commitment to the community. Putting their faith into action, Knights of Columbus councils have handed out more than 1 million coats to children. The coats are distributed in a first-come, first-served basis and range in size from 2 to adult. The KC Coats for Kids distribution will be at the Our Lady of the Lake Social Hall. That's 201 Lakeshore Drive East in Ashland. Once again, Saturday, October 19th from 9 a.m. to noon. I'm Austin Bermea, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
A win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams at SoFi Stadium. Green Bay improved to 3-2. Safety Xavier McKinney with his fifth interception of the year and recovered a fumble. Now, over the weekend, the Packers suspended Romeo Doubs for not reporting to practice. Matt LaFleur says he'll meet with the wide receiver today.
Distractions happen in the National Football League, and you got to do your best to just focus on the task at hand, and I thought our guys did a pretty good job of that.
The Rams fall to 1-4, head coach Sean McVay.
The reality is you can tend to think you're a lot further away than you are. You know, opportunity to say, all right, we've got some adversity. How do we handle that?
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers, with a 52-6 win at Camp Randall over Purdue. Luke Fickell says the offensive line did a better job in pass protection.
They did a great job. They gave Braden time. I know that this week, if they dropped 8, I mean, it was a clean, clean pocket.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local football scene, Hurley tops Shawamigan Friday night, 44-26, and Phillips a winner over Athens, 38-24. That sets up a first-place clash between Hurley and Phillips on Friday night. Both of those games, by the way, archived at 98qcountry.com. Other eight-man action, Shell Lake beats Prentice, 62-14. Rib Lake continues their nice season. They beat Flambeau, 50-6. Northwood Solon Springs was a winner. They topped Winter Birchwood, 50-0, and Bruce a winner over Mellon, 50-6. Lakeland keeping their playoff hopes alive, 11-man action. They beat Antigo 36-33, and Medford rolls to a 6-1 record. They were a winner on Friday over Tomahawk by a score of 38-7. Outdoor news is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention, outdoor enthusiasts. J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance include with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports, now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. An important act of Congress marks its 60th year in 2024. Thanks to the pivotal legislation known as the Wilderness Act, today the National Wilderness Preservation System protects over 111 million acres across 806 wilderness areas in 44 states. I'll tell you more about the Wilderness Act when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. 60 years ago in September, America made a bold commitment to preserve its most pristine landscapes.
That's when Congress passed the Wilderness Act, protecting more than 9 million acres of untamed land for future generations. Passing the Wilderness Act took remarkable foresight. The act wasn't just about protecting land, it was about ensuring that the soul of the nation's wilderness would remain intact. From towering peaks of the Rockies to quiet deserts of Arizona to the lush forests of northern Minnesota, these lands have remained wild and free. They invite people like me to visit there every year to reconnect with the raw beauty of the natural world. So as we celebrate this 60-year milestone, I'd ask my fellow citizens to recommit to the original promise of the Wilderness Act. Visit a nearby wilderness, breathe in the fresh air, hike its trails, and experience the majesty of wild America that belongs to all of us. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to feel like fall as we kick off the week, but we are going to warm it back up into the mid to upper 70s by later this week. Today, mostly clear, 65 this afternoon. Frosty again tonight, clear low of 33. Tomorrow, sunshine. High of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30. 98Q Country.
Dress up and pick her up to watch TV. And We're not meant to know the answers. They belong to the by and by.
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot.
Parking lot.
Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98 Q Country.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my 4-year-old said a 4-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Got cowboy boots and camo pants. Yeah, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Some things and holding mama's hand. Yeah, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook. Said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman. We'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you. Yeah.
best radio station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Not yours and baby, you're not mine. We've got something and it sure is fine. Let's take our love one night at a time. There's one thing that we both agree. I like you and baby, you like me. Let's take our love one night at a time. Love all night, practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. All night, love all night, practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. All day long, it feels so good, it can't be wrong. I got my fingers crossed that this goes on and on. Tomorrow, well, that's another day. Come on, baby, now what do you say? Let's take our love one night at a time. Makes perfect, gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. This goes on and on. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Gonna get it right. One night at a time.
King George. George Strait there at 98Q Country. Beautiful, sunny Monday morning. We're in for a nice week here for the seventh day of October and the whole week. Not too shabby. We could still use a little bit of rain. Some of you may have got a little bit of a sprinkling over the weekend. A couple of notes here from the wind we have this weekend. Had a few messages on the answering machine here. We had some arts and crafts fairs going on and very, very windy conditions. So we have found, let's see here, 7 potholders were found in Lugerville. And one of them was a Bears potholder, so actually 6 of them. Then you threw that one away. So 7 potholders. And what is this? two wooden carts. The wheels were not a good idea with the wind we had on Saturday. Were found just south of Stetsonville. So, if those are yours, you can claim. You can claim them. Man, that wind was blowing over the weekend. The leaves. If there was a loose leaf on a tree, it went down. I don't know about you, but a lot of the leaves on the trees in my neighborhood are still just vibrant green. They haven't turned yet. Some of them are. So kind of a strange fall. Not kind of, is strange fall. I mean, it's a warm one, and the colors are a little bit reluctant to change depending on which way you drive and turn. There's still some colors to be seen out there, but not quite what we're used to. Birthdays. If you have a birthday or anniversary, we would certainly like to wish that person a happy day. Give them a chance to win the cake. So give us a call if you got that, 715-762-3221. We'll get to all of our birthday and anniversary celebrants in just a moment. Packers win yesterday. It was not, let me just say this, after five games, I think Packer fans can safely say that all the money that was paid to Jordan Love, it better be a little bit better than this. He's showing some signs, but man, that decision in his end zone to throw, that was just, and we all know what he was trying to do. He was trying to throw the ball away. But that was bad when you got 1 foot almost out of your own end zone and then you throw a pick six. Basically the guy, what was it, a 1 yard return for that pick six? It's like a 1 yard return. There's signs. I mean, I think there's a vision of the field that he sees open receivers on long developing plays. I'm not convinced on the shorter, tighter plays, that the consistency, it obviously isn't there yet. Still some work to be done. I think Packer fans and the Packer management knew that this wasn't going to be an instant Hall of Famer just because you sign a big contract. But the potential is definitely there. And the confidence is there. I just like the way that he walks around the field and he's calm. I think that's a good quality for a quarterback to have. And like I said earlier this morning, for the Packers to be 3-2 with, I just don't think they played very good. I've watched most of the games. I don't think they played very good with any long stretch at all. So you're right there, and the schedule is favorable for this week with Arizona coming to town, and we'll have it for you, of course, right here. We'll get to all of our birthday celebrants in just a moment, twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israelis held somber ceremonies today, marking a year since the deadliest attack in the country's history. The Hamas-led raid destroyed nearly 1,200 Israelis. They were murdered that day, nearly 250 taken hostages on October 7th. Hamas marking the anniversary of its attack by firing a barrage of rockets at Tel Aviv. Hurricane Milton in the Gulf and headed toward Tampa, Florida, where people are still cleaning up after Hurricane Helene a week and a half ago. ABC's Gio Benitez is in western North Carolina, hard hit by Helene. People there still struggling.
President Biden ordering 500 additional active duty troops to North Carolina to help in Helene's massive recovery and response.
It's like having a lifeline. So to have the type of people that are landing here, the National Guard, when I saw them, I did want to just cry.
In Hot Springs, near the Tennessee border, medical supplies dropped to a school serving as a shelter.
That's ABC's Gio Benitez. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Juneau yesterday. It's his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in 8 days. Republicans are said to be concerned about the enthusiasm and turnout machine behind Kamala Harris.
They say that Wisconsin is probably the toughest of the swing states to win. I don't think so at all.
Wisconsin has been decided by less than 1 percentage point in 4 of the last 6 presidential elections. The latest Marquette poll has Harris with a 4-point lead. A new study finds Wisconsin's election system is more secure than other swing states. The nonprofit political research group Informing Democracy finds guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission leaves little room for local clerks to deviate from how they can do their work. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This is your reminder for this Wednesday at 5 p.m. It's the Flambeau River YMCA and Myron Construction's open house. This will be taking place from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and will be a cookout and your chance to meet the project team and get a close-up view of the construction. This will be located at the former City Hall, 45 Fifth Avenue here in Park Falls, and once again is set for this Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then, this Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., Sunshine's Agriculture Farm Experience is hosting their Trick or Treat the Animals. You can join them to trick or treat with the cows, calves, pigs, goats, chickens, ducks, horses, and a rabbit. Each animal station will have a game or activity to play and have a piece of candy or a prize with it. You can participate in a scavenger hunt and come in costume. There will be a costume contest at 3 p.m. Cost to attend the event is $5 for a child ages 2 and up. Once again, this is this Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Sunshine's Agriculture Farm Experience in Mellon. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been your local civic media news.
A win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams at SoFi Stadium. Green Bay improved to 3-2. Safety Xavier McKinney with his fifth interception of the year and recovered a fumble. Now, over the weekend, the Packers suspended Romeo Doubs for not reporting to practice. Matt LaFleur says he'll meet with the wide receiver today.
Distractions happen in the National Football League, and you got to do your best to just focus on the task at hand, and I thought our guys did a pretty good job of that.
The Rams fall to 1-4, head coach Sean McVay.
The reality is you can tend to think you're a lot further away than you are. You know, opportunity to say, all right, we've got some adversity. How do we handle that?
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers, with a 52-6 win at Camp Randall over Purdue. Luke Fickle says the offensive line did a better job in pass protection.
They did a great job. They gave Braden time. I know that this week, if they dropped 8, I mean, it was a clean, clean pocket.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A couple of other sports notes. No school at Shawamigan today. It is homecoming week. They do have activities going on today in spite of no school. The high school cross-country team will travel to Solon Springs. The JV football team will play host to Hurley at 5 o'clock today at the Park Falls football field. And the JV and JV2 volleyball will travel to Hurley to take on Hurley and Tomahawk also this afternoon. And the Butternut High School volleyball team, it's Dig Pink Night tonight as Washburn will come to town, JV at 5:45, and varsity will follow with Dig Pink Night at the Butternut Gymnasium today.
Now at Menards, save big on everything for your next project. It's a great time to update your home's lighting. And Menards has more than 300 utility lighting options available. Right now, get $15 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on utility lighting options. View our entire selection of lighting products today on Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials. But what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Anniversary wishes going out today to Lisa and Jake Dahlgren, who are celebrating today. So happy anniversary with love from Caden and Lily. Hope you two have a great day today. If you're sharing a birthday or anniversary, if you have one today, you share it with these other significant celebrities. Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell was a jerk on the original American Idol. He was entertaining, but he was a jerk. And now on, what is he on? Is it America's Got Talent that he's one of the judges on? I don't watch it a lot, but he seems to be a little nicer, a little more empathetic. Simon Cowell is 65 today. Vladimir Putin, the Russian leader, was a KGB agent during the Soviet era. I don't think history is going to treat him well. I don't think down the line, we all kind of know there's some bad stuff going on there, but I think when it's all said and done and history is written, It's not going to be a good light for Vladimir. 72 today. John Mellencamp, he's probably definitely top 10, maybe top 5 artist for me for all time. John Mellencamp, singer, guitarist, songwriter, and Toby in the background, it likes John Mellencamp too. And an Indiana native, he began his career, of course, as John Cougar, but eventually changed his name. Well, he went to John Mellencamp, then he went to John Cougar Mellencamp. I don't really care. He's got some good stuff in there. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. After his third divorce, he dated Billy Joel's ex-wife, Christy Brinkley. And then he dated actress Meg Ryan. Personally, you know, he's had a few struggles here and there. He has problems dropping the cigarettes, that's for sure. I was watching a documentary on him a few years ago. But his music is timeless. John Mellencamp, one of my faves, 73. Kieran Kane, singer-songwriter, is 75. Colonel Oliver North, remember him from back in the Iran-Contra scandal? He is now an author and a broadcaster, too, and Colonel Oliver North, still with us. He's 81 today. Joy Behar, the comedian, actress, and writer, co-host of The View. She formerly hosted the Joy Behar Show. She's 82 today. Desmond Tutu, South African archbishop and freedom fighter, born on this day, 1931, passed in 2021. Al Martino, the one-time bricklayer, became a famous crooner and actor in The Godfather. Born on this day, 1927, Al Martino passed in 2009. June Allison, born in the Bronx in New York, the actress from Executive Suite, The Glenn Miller Show, Little Women, The Three Musketeers, was also a dancer and author, charity crusader, and TV pitch woman. June Allison, born on this day, 1917, passed back in 06. And Elijah Muhammad, he led the Nation of Islam from 1934 to 1975, born on this day, 1897. He passed back in 1975.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to feel like fall as we kick off the week, but we are going to warm it back up into the mid to upper 70s by later this week. Today, mostly clear, 65 this afternoon. Frosty again tonight, clear low of 33. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
98Q Country.
Got a house down a back road. I got a flag on the front porch. I got a dog named Waylon. I got a driveway that needs paving. I got a boat with a two-stroke, a couple guaranteed to make you laugh jokes. I got friends in low places. Yeah, life is what you make it. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. We got a girl named Sheila. She goes bash on tequila. Got a job that gets the job done. I got a loan at the bank, it's a big one. The only place you might see my name is on a wall for a good time call. I'm a local legend. religion on a Friday night in a Pabst Blue Ribbon neon light. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky tonk. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame and star on a sidewalk with my name. You in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky-tonk. Honky tonk, I go down to the honky tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky tonk.
Hit me. Big hits from big stars like
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen.
All day long,
98Q Country.
Coming in the morning, I already know. I got some feel-good pills and a red Gatorade by my bed, ready to go. I'm gonna do my best to dance with every girl in this bar before they shut it down. Then I'll pay my tab, climb in a cab, head in a spot downtown. It's all about the music and laughing and grooving to the band. Everybody's getting right. No worries, we're rocking all kinds of concoctions in our hands. Yeah, tomorrow can wait till tomorrow. It's all about tonight. Hey, pretty thing, I've been looking at you since the moment that you walked in. I got some wild-ass buddies that love spending money, and I see you brought a couple of friends. Just tell me your name, I don't need your number or a date next Saturday. Baby, let's act like fools, break a few rules, party the night away. It's all about tonight, good times in the music and laughing and band. Everybody's getting right. No worries, we're rocking all kinds of concoctions in our hands.
Country.
You've been doing that 9-to-5 straight line walking, yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time
since I've seen that, letting down your hair, double dog dare look in your eyes. To shut the world off and turn it back to win. It was you, me, and whiskey all night long, sinking to the bottom of them country songs. Fire burning hot till the last drop's gone. Let's turn it up, till we take that black label bus too far. Let's say them things to stay in the dark. Ain't nothing as sweet, ain't nothing as strong as you. Country songs, turning this house to a honky tonk. Let's turn it up, till we take that black label bus too far. Let's say them things to stay in the dark. Ain't nothing as sweet, ain't nothing as strong as you, me, and whiskey all night long.
Justin Moore, Priscilla Block, 98Q Country, You, Me, and Whiskey. CompleteRainGutter.com if you want to get a quote on, you know, the rain's going to come here eventually. They've had their mine in the gutter for over 30 years now, so CompleteRainGutter.com. Check it out. Good local folks. Get you a quote today. Get you moving on that. Well, we have a few events starting to stack up here over the next few weeks. As always, if you got something going on, let us know. We'd be happy to tell people about it for your nonprofit group or organization, WCQM at civicmedia.us. A lot of really good things happened over the weekend for our local Catkin shelter. They had a fundraiser through Jordan's Way. And from what I saw, I think they pushed the 50,000 mark on that. And we're going to have Tanya in here from the shelter over the next couple of weeks because we're doing a fundraiser for them also. And hopefully we can cap off the money needed for their additional facility needed for all the furry critters they have at the Catkin shelter. So we'll be talking more about that, about our fundraiser, in case you missed out on that over the weekend. We missed doing our presidential fact of the day, didn't we, this morning? Let's do that right now.
And now for our presidential fact of the day.
America. So the country may get its first woman president soon, but we've already had a woman run through the executive branch of the government. Mm-hmm. That would be Edith Bowling Wilson, the second wife of President Woodrow Wilson. In 1919, during Wilson's second term in office, he suffered a severe stroke that left him partially paralyzed and bedridden. So the Constitution clearly states that if the president cannot discharge cannot discharge the duties of the office. I'm not sure that's the right word, but that's what they have here. The vice president would ascend to the presidency. But Wilson's VP, Thomas Marshall, did not want to appear as if he were trying to push the president out of office. And the White House did not want the public to know all about Wilson's condition. So his cabinet made the decision to leave his wife, Edith, in charge of managing the country. So for the remainder of Wilson's term, which ended in 1921, she took over many of the routine duties of and supposedly ran the country. So Kamala may end up being the first elected woman president. Edith Bowling Wilson, technically the first woman president. That's a good one. A good presidential fact of the day. You're welcome.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power. 98Q Country.
At 8:53, we're just happy to have that wind settle down. Man, that was a windy weekend. Hope you're all right. Hope your garbage can is still in the neighborhood somewhere. Luke Combs at 98Q.
I've had a large amount past, bust my line, a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much, man, that ain't ever let me down. Teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck, ice cold beer never broke my heart. She was a Carolina blue jean baby. Fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town. Teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck, ice cold beer never broke my heart. Cause long neck, ice cold beer never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck, ice cold beer never broke my heart. No, it never broke.
Get it on, flip-flop tents and some white sand. I know the perfect spot.
Well, the sunset better set soon so we can get in the mood. Things start getting all heated up when it starts getting cool, yeah. Summer nights, everybody, are you with me? Let that eagle cooler mark your piece of paradise. To your step, don't let them teeny French bikinis make you lose your breath. Back to the ladies, y'all keep doing y'all's thing, 'cause everything about you makes me wanna scream. The sun is getting low, there it goes, here we go, here comes the moon. Yeah, they start getting all heated up and it starts getting summer nights, so come on.